This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, first name Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, date of birth, September 16, 1965, date of evaluation, November 8, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, pre-op left knee, the HPI. The patient is a 57-year-old female who reports episode of fall dating to June of 2019, period. At that time, she had a slip and fall, period. She was then evaluated at Concentra, period. She was initially treated conservatively, period. And, correction, she had then been sent back to work. She had continued with symptoms, and she ultimately saw a specialist for her hand, knees, and back, period. She was then told she needed surgery. However, apparently it was not approved, period. She then sought medical legal help, at which time she was referred to Dr. Morley, period. She had continued with pain involving the medial aspect of her knee, period. Pain is described as sharp. It is non-radiating. Pain is worse with walking and improved with ice, period. Subjectively, pain is 7/8/10, period. Again, it is non-radiating, period. She had been evaluated and was found to have a complex tear of the medial meniscus, period. She is now scheduled for partial medial meniscectomy / chondroplasty, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. Her past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number migraine, headaches, next number depression, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, medications, nortriptyline, 75 milligrams, 1 HS, losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5, 1 daily, B-complex, 1 daily, calcium, 1 daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, maternal grandparents had cancer, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional. She reports both weight loss and gain, period. HEENT. She wears reading glasses. Mild. She had a jaw fracture during childhood, period. Throat, no dysphagia, neck, no stiffness, respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath, cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, gastrointestinal, she has constipation, otherwise unremarkable, genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria, musculoskeletal, as per HPI, neurologic, she has headache, dizziness, and incoordination, psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia, review of systems otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, blood pressure 122/82, pulse of 92, respiratory rate of 16, height 60 inches, weight 143.8 pounds. The abdomen reveals epigastric tendinous. There is a well-healed scar in the infra-umbilical region, period. The back reveals tenderness to palpation in the lumbar sacral region, period. The musculoskeletal, the left knee demonstrates tenderness to palpation involving the medial joint line, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 80 beats per minute. There is loss of R waves in the V1 suggesting an old anteroceptal MI. There is further loss of R waves in leads 3 and AVF cannot rule out an old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. The impression, this is a 57-year-old female with history of slip and fall, period. She had subsequently suffered injuries to the head, knee, and back, period. The patient is now scheduled for surgery. She is noted to have a borderline ECG, but is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. As such, she is cleared for same, period. Patient is known to have slip and fall sustaining to injuries to left wrist, lower back, and left knee. She is diagnosed with right knee chondromalacia patellae and left knee meniscus derangement, posterior horn of medial meniscus, period. Again, she is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same.